You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
If last week and this week were your first 2 weeks at the Advent, I'm sorry. we don't always do crazy skits instead of sermons and ask for money. So I'm Jill Marsh, my husband Patrick, and our kids Sarah and John. And I have been coming to the Advent for over 4 years since we moved to Birmingham almost 5 years ago. Neither of us had ever been members of an Episcopal church, but after considering probably a dozen churches, we just kept coming back to the Advent. It was hard to stay away from a place that welcomes everyone with open arms, that faithfully preaches the gospel, that provides a joyful place for our children to grow in their knowledge and love of Jesus, and a place that has a rich blend of holiness, warmth, reverence, and joy. We're in a season that I've grown to appreciate instead of dread each year, not football season, but stewardship season. It's not called giving season or asking for money season, although those are involved, but stewardship, which is defined as the careful and responsible management of something entrusted to one's care. Isn't that the truth? Our things, our possessions, our money, our time, our talents, are not ultimately ours. They're God's. They're gifts given from him to us to steward carefully and wisely. As David said in 1 Chronicles 29:14, but who am I and what is my people that we should be able to thus to offer willingly? For all things come from you, and of you our own, of your own have we given you. One of my favorite Instagram follows is an author and speaker and teacher, Jackie Hill Perry, who posted a video the other day that struck me. She said, this is kind of long, but when we see and identify some struggles within ourselves that are problematic, we want to change it. We want Jesus to be happy, and we want to make him known. But I have seen that sometimes, in an attempt to pursue faithfulness, we start to think about what we struggle with more than we think about the one who handled it. We start to say things like, I'm so selfish, I'm so angry, I'm so idolatrous, I'm so proud. But I think it would be helpful for us to realize that shame will not motivate you into sincere sanctification. Shame actually doesn't work well as a means of building faith. What if we meditated more on our Savior than we did our sin? I'm not saying don't acknowledge your sin, don't confess your sin, don't turn from your sin. But there's a difference between acknowledging our sin and meditating on it. If his Spirit is in me, I don't have to walk by the flesh. I can walk by his Spirit. And then I'm able to put on and walk in everything that I'm not naturally. So what I'm saying is to move your thoughts in the direction of Jesus more than you make them about what you're struggling with. On most days, I toggle between self-righteousness and selfishness, and much more so than I meditate on Jesus. I find ways to justify why my money is mine, that I earned it or deserve it in some way, and that I should be able to spend it as I see fit. This is the main reason we have an automatic recurring monthly payment that goes from our bank account to the Advent. But I think about what Jackie Hill Perry said. What if I don't give in response to my shame about my selfishness, but rather out of gratitude and joy that comes from meditating on the work of Jesus and remembering that all I have is ultimately his. His desire, he desires deeply for me and for each of us to participate in and support the ministry of his church. So whether you can give a little or a lot, I encourage you to join me in meditating on Jesus this stewardship season.